Hello, and welcome to OPE Insider. I'm your host, Glenn Hansen. I'm also the editor of OPE Business, where we cover the power equipment industry for equipment dealers and pro users. You can check us out at opebusiness.com. Joining me on today's podcast is Todd Zimmerman. He's the VP of Product Development for Crest Tools. Todd and I are going to talk about how Crest develops equipment, and we're going to look at trends in batteries and charging and more. I hope you'll stick with us.
So my name's Todd Zimmerman. I've been with Positech and Crest now for 4 years. Prior to that, I've been in the cordless product development since 1996 when I graduated school through a few different companies, company that you would recognize, but have always had a passion for bringing things from either gas to cordless or to electric to cordless to allow people to do jobs better, more efficiently, and the freedom of getting away from the gas tank or from a cord. So it's been pretty exciting with Crest, especially with the innovation and the battery technology and the platform that we're launching or launched in 2022, now almost over a year ago at Equip, and seeing the changes and things that are going on in the OP industry itself to drive change from gas to cordless from an environmental standpoint and even a health standpoint.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting you mentioned that. You know, the Crest history is interesting. I want you to talk about that a little bit, but I want to come back to it in a few minutes. But first, this issue that comes up in a lot of conversations I have with OPE dealers, I continue to kind of argue that power equipment industry and tools in general are driving the development of battery technology. But some people want to believe that the electrification trend is really pushed by regulation, by governments, local or state. But talk a little bit about the development. What's behind technology development?
Oh, it's a great question. And it's a little bit, it's kind of twofold. And I can understand where the dealers are coming from, and even from current landscapers that we've been talking to and have over the past 3-4 years of why they haven't changed, right? Why they haven't gone from gas into cordless. And years ago, you can even equate it back to the trend from going corded or pneumatic into cordless, mostly corded to cordless for power tools. And when that trend happens, if you look at it, a lot of it has to do with one, okay, I'm a little bit scared of change, right? But when you break that down a little bit deeper, what they're concerned about is a few different things. From a landscaper standpoint, they want an item that is going to perform, look, act, feel like their current gas product, right? They want to minimize the amount of change they have to invest. They don't want to learn how to use something differently, or they don't want to spend a lot of time learning how to use something differently. And they especially don't want to learn how to do a job differently if the product isn't performing at the level of what they have today, right? Gas string trimmer, edger, edge trimmer, pole saw, chainsaw, right? They want it to have the same performance or better performance than their current gas. Then there's the investment piece. Everybody's going to talk about that, the cost of change and what can you do to minimize that? Because there is a investment currently if you're looking to go from gas to cordless. And the fear is I've got to buy so many batteries up front that it just doesn't make me profitable as a dealer, as a landscaper, or as a landscaper when using it. So from a technology standpoint, we approach it a few different ways. The technology that's driving the change from a manufacturing standpoint is the development of brushless motors. And it's truly the development of battery technology that allows the landscaper to lower their battery investment, but also get the power out of that battery so they are using it just like they're using a gas product. Right? There's information in the press. We make lithium-ion batteries that, as well as everybody else in the world. And there's limitations to what a lithium-ion battery can give you as far as the amount of power. So we've been limited by that. Everybody's been limited by what you can do. So you'll see higher voltages, you'll see higher amp hours, right, to try and get more power, more runtime. So from a Crest standpoint, we looked at it from a completely different perspective. Is it's a battery technology to help drive change. So I'll go through a little bit, you know, to build up in battery technology with the University of Waterloo and working with chemists there to develop a battery cell technology that would lower resistance of the cell. And if you read anything about battery development, the one thing we're all trying to figure out, well, I won't say we're not a cell manufacturer, but a cell manufacturer is trying to figure out, is how to lower the resistance. And lowering the resistance means you lower the heat. If you can do that, you can get more out of that battery. You can charge it faster. It should have longer life cycles, and you should be able to get more power out of it. Right. One example, lithium polymer. That's becoming a little bit more popular on the power tool side. Okay. DeWalt has launched it. Lowe's has launched it with Flex, some other brands that are out there. But it gives you those benefits. It gives you, I can charge it faster, I can have longer life cycles, and I can get more power out of it versus a lithium ion battery. The Crest CyberPack battery is a step ahead of that, is a step ahead of where lithium ion is, right? So the chemist in the University of Waterloo were able to bring this design to us over to Positec, where we've reduced the energy so much that we have 3,000 life cycles, or 10 times the life cycles of a standard lithium ion battery. We have 2 times the power of a standard lithium ion battery. There's zero downtime, meaning after you use the battery, you don't have to let it cool down. You can put it right on the charger and it starts to charge, right? It allows us to charge these batteries in 12 minutes. And if that's not fast enough for you, it's an 8, right? By using a flash charge. So pair that with a brushless motor, with a Crest-built brushless motor that allows you to get more efficiencies, longer runtime, and more power out of it. You really now have the only battery solution for commercial landscapers available through Crest.
Wow. I wasn't aware of the lithium polymer solution or technology. And I've been wondering, I've done research on batteries. I've taken tool batteries apart, the fascinating, the cells. And it's funny to think of these cells. There's so many of them. And, you know, a tool might have 24, but a Tesla has 5,000 or whatever it is, right? It's but they're similar. I don't know. That's so interesting. But talk a little bit more about batteries and kind of safety or recycling or the real world that landscapers and professionals have to think about when they're buying these batteries.
Sure. And it's not even landscapers, it's all of us, right? One of the reasons to go to batteries is to help protect the environment. And there's a couple different perspectives. But from our standpoint, Crest is part of the Call to Recycle program, which is, and most manufacturers are part of it. So I'm not singling out that Crest is the only one. Most manufacturers are part of Call to Recycle. Dealers have the opportunity to be part of Call to Recycle. They can become a drop-off location if they choose to, which means anybody from walking in can drop off their AA batteries to a lithium ion battery to a CyberPack battery. And with Call to Recycle, if they are a drop-off location, they can become a Call to Recycle actually schedules with them once a week, once a month, I'm not sure what the timing is, to come around, pick those batteries up, and they take care of the recycling of those batteries themselves, right? If you don't want to be part of Call to Recycle or are not part of Call to Recycle, then you can reach out to your local recycling entities, and they all have different drop-off locations for recycling of lithium-ion batteries. So we do want to make sure that people take care of the batteries, that at the end of life, they work to drop them off at a recycling location versus just putting them in the garbage, right? There is a reason to go cordless, which is to help the environment. But if you don't recycle them at the end of life, then you're not helping the environment any more than, you know, using something else. Now, from a safety standpoint, battery technology has come a long way from the very beginning, right? From using nickel cadmium in the early days to lithium ion now to where everybody's going to. And it has a lot to do with how the battery management system works and operates, right? Now, obviously, we want to make sure that we do the right things. And again, I'm not a safety expert, so I don't want anybody to walk away saying, hey, Todd Dimmerman from Crest said this. But when you're storing your batteries, the best thing you can do is keep them separated, right? What we're trying to do is make sure that the contacts aren't touching each other, right, from each different battery. So when you're storing them, you know, if you're storing for the winter or putting them in a drop box or putting them in your toolbox, put a piece of tape over the terminals, put them in a plastic bag, right? Or there's a lot of different things that are out there today that have dividers for them that separate the batteries themselves. And again, it's just a protection piece so they're not jumping around inside the back of a truck and potentially having those terminals contact each other between two different batteries, right? So safety is always an aspect of it, but all manufacturers do a really good job of managing the batteries the right way through the electronics and the software. It's really when you get to the external piece of it and having things come across and touch those terminals or the charger that can create, you know, the things that we hear in the news.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, those are good reminders. We talk so much about batteries that I think sometimes they get a bit too much credit for the work these tools do, this equipment does. You mentioned the brushless motors a minute ago, but what else makes a Crest tool work well beyond just the battery?
Oh, gosh. It's all in the design, right? There are great manufacturers out there today. And Crest is coming in with something different, and that's okay, right? We weren't first to the market, but what we were able to do is take our time and learn working with landscapers across the country for 3 or 4 years, truly understanding what their durability needs to be, working outside an environment that can change, whether it goes from, you know, cold to hot to rain to windy. So it really is looking at every component of the design to make sure we're delivering the durability and performance that's needed by landscapers to convert from gas to cordless. So with the battery platform that we have with CyberPack batteries, it gave us a little bit of opportunity. We didn't necessarily go out and benchmark. Well, to be honest, we didn't benchmark any cordless product when we designed it. We went out and bought and purchased and tested over and over again gas product in the top selling gas product in each category, to truly benchmark a gas item to understand what the durability needed to be, what the components need to be. In most cases, when you open up our tools, you'll see that we're using similar components to what gas products use today. We're not using components built for cordless. We're using components built for gas. We just have the ability to power it by a battery versus an engine in the back of it.
Interesting. All right. Before we get into the charging, because I know that's a big aspect of your tool library, I think the Crest story is interesting. And a lot of people in America might think, oh, Crest just started a couple of years ago here. But tell us a little bit about the history of the company.
Oh, of course. So Crest has been around since about the 1950s, 1960s. It's a German brand, very innovative company that was focused, still was focused on innovation and power tools, right? Had a great following in cordless product development, motor brushless development. A few years ago, I think about 5 or 6 years ago, the brand itself came up for sale. And our owner, Mr. Don Gao, saw an opportunity with that brand because of the German heritage and what it stands for, the innovation that it brought. And that it still brings underneath the Crest, right? But the Crest brand has been around for a long, long time, always have stood for innovation. We're just taking that innovation and going from power tools and now bringing that innovation into outdoor power equipment, really to help lead the change and be part of the change from gas to cordless.
And where is Crest now, business-wise, in North America? Can you talk a little bit about the office and, more importantly, maybe the dealer network?
Oh, absolutely. So the office is located in Charlotte, North Carolina, but the dealer network is located everywhere. And our sales team, since the launch of Equip in 2022, so that's October of 2022, to the following year, we were able to onboard and work with strategic dealers across the country to where we're about 500 plus dealers strong now for Crest selling across the country, right? Dealers have been excited about it, continue to stay excited about it because of the technology that's bringing and the differentiation between the battery technology, the charge technology, and the tools that allow the landscapers to truly have a cordless solution to compete against gas.
Okay, so for users, whether it's me at home or the landscape company that comes through my neighborhood, how can we have batteries that continue to work? Talk a little bit about Crest charging, because I know that's an important feature for your products.
Absolutely. So the unique part about Crest is the launch. We really focused on all three aspects. So whether, Glenn, like you and I, working around the home, we do have a 60-volt prosumer line. For the landscaper that's outside taking care of your lawn, we have a Crest commercial line. And that Crest commercial line is really where we focus the charging capability on. So our, like at the top of the conversation, we talked about the CyberPack batteries being able to charge in 12 minutes or 8 minutes, right? It was really focused on landscapers and the needs that they have to complete their daily usage without having to invest in a lot of different batteries. Now, the part that's a little bit unique for us, not a little bit, a lot unique for Crest, is we also launched at the same time what we call the cyber tanks. So these cyber tanks are either a 5 kilowatt or a 7.2 kilowatt cyber tank that mounts to your trailer. That is what we use as the DC to DC charging capability when you're away from your shop. So here's what we've done, right? Instead of going to every day stopping by the gas station and filling up your 5 gallon drum of gas, basically you're investing in the cyber tank to buy your gas up front.
Sure.
So the cyber tank stays on your trailer. You can charge your batteries on the go in between jobs. And then at night, the cyber tank plugs in and charges between 3 to 4 hours and you're up and ready to go for the next day. So not only are we trying to think through the solution of lowering the investment for the number of batteries, but we're also trying to think through and provide a solution for landscapers to not have to charge 25, 30, 35 batteries overnight and manage that through their system. But be able to have an option for them to charge on the go, right? And right now, so let's take the best example here. And this is the one everybody kind of gravitates to. So our backpack blower is a 900 CFM 35 Newton blower. It ranks against one of the top selling gas products that are out there today. On the top setting, that blower will run for about 15 minutes. Okay. Now everybody's going to listen to this and say, whoa, that's not long enough. Okay. But I also have a battery, or Crest has a battery and a charger that will charge that battery in 8 minutes or 12 minutes, which is faster than what you can use that, the time you can use that battery. So you truly are never at a point to where you don't have energy to use that backpack blower.
Yeah. As long as you have obviously more than one battery, which everybody does, you know, right.
Yeah. 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 So at minimum, you need two batteries to keep going, right?
Sure.
Or if you want to put it on flash charge and you can grab a cup of coffee, finish by the time you drink your cup of coffee, in 8 minutes, you're ready to go.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Being from Minnesota, I'm interested in your snowblower. You introduced a new snowblower, I think, this year, but tell me a little bit about other products that came out. What did dealers and landscapers and professionals see at Equip Expo?
Oh, gracious. So in 2022, we launched a full range of prosumer and as well, 60 volt prosumer, 40 volt DIY product, and then really core range of Crest commercial, right? So blower, hedge trimmer, chainsaw, edger, string trimmer, mower, and then the batteries and cyber tanks and everything to go with it. In 2023 at Equip, just over about 2 months ago, we launched another 24 products at Equip for Crest commercial. That included hole saws, long shaft hedge trimmer, short shaft hedge trimmers. We have top handle chainsaw coming, new chainsaws added to the listing, new edgers, new string trimmers, new hedge trimmers. So really rounding out the next phase of what landscapers are using. And I think we're most excited about the pole products coming, because that's one of the biggest questions we had in the spring this year and going through the summer is, hey, these products are working great, but when are we going to have a pole saw and a pole trimmer for how we go to and do our business today, right? There are a lot of companies out there that use either a long shaft pole, a long shaft hedge trimmer, or a short shaft hedge trimmer versus a standard hedge trimmer for their daily operations because it's a little bit more ergonomic. They feel it more balanced. They can get extended reach out of it. So we're really excited about that coming out. The top handle chainsaw, we think, has the ability to really work with be an answer for arborist for conversion to cordless. We have a front mount motor string trimmer. Excuse me, I'm trying to think of all the products coming out. A front mount motor string trimmer coming, which is lighter weight, still around that 25 cc gas power. And then we've had a big request in the Southeast for a curved shaft edger. So getting that feedback from the landscapers down there, we quickly turned that project around and have a curved shaft hedge trimmer or curved shaft edger coming out in 2024 as well.
Okay. What else are It's interesting you say that people are asking for this. What are dealers asking for, or what, how are they responding to all these new products? I know it's a lot sometimes for dealers to add SKUs, to add new products, but how is that relationship working with you and dealers?
The dealers are as excited as we are, right? They do see the opportunity. And dealers are incredible. We are very blessed to be working with some very strategic dealers, ones that have come on board, being able to help us get out into the industry really quickly. There's other dealers that we're continuing to work with that are coming on board now, right? Again, we talked about change. Some dealers just wanted to understand what Crest was going to be. Would they last a year, right? We heard in 2022 at Equip, well, come see us in a year when you've been around. Well, here we are, right? So in 23, we had another huge launch. So there's a lot more interaction with dealers. One of the best things from a commentary standpoint, we had a lot of dealers coming in to the Equip booth, not asking, hey, who is Crest, but hey, when can I get Crest? Hmm. Right. So a really good change happening in the industry for us, right? Because they're starting to look and understand that it's no longer when cordless is coming, right? Cordless is here. It's now understanding what we can do to help the dealers and the landscapers look at cordless a little bit differently and understand how it's going to benefit them, right? How can it benefit the dealer as well? How it's going to benefit the landscaper as well.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. So cordless is here and robots are here. That was such a big visual at Equip Expo from a number of manufacturers. And I know that Crest has been leading in autonomous technology. These are expensive products, however, and it's not, you know, it's a bit of a luxury, I think, at least for homeowners. I'd love to have one, but tell me a little about what you're doing with robots and how will these become more accessible?
Oh, well, it's a good question. Okay. So robots, I could go on forever. So robotic mowers have been around for a long time in the U.S., and we'll give credit where credit's due. There's been quite a few manufacturers that have been steady in trying to get robotics accepted by the U.S. It's taken a while, and it's still not there, right? If you look at Europe, I think the last stat that I looked at, like if you're looking at Europe in total, robotic lawnmowers have about 16% market penetration of all lawnmowers.
Wow.
And if you look at that same thing here in the U.S., we're less than 0.5%, maybe 0.5%, right? And that 0.5% have been the innovators, right? The ones that are open to technology, looking at different things, want to save time. They're the ones that are going to get the new iPhone as soon as it comes out or try the newest gadget. So with that, though, we've also learned there's a couple things that are holding us back, right? From a U.S. standpoint, we love seeing patterns, right? We love seeing the mower operate in a smart way versus in a random way. And one of the biggest things, though, and I think every manufacturer that's in robots will tell you this, is U.S. lawns are completely different than Europe. Mm-hmm. And installing boundary wire and maintaining boundary wire from a homeowner standpoint can be cumbersome as well as frustrating. So with the launch of Crest, the biggest thing that we have coming or have already launched is our Crest robots do mow in a systematic way, and there is absolutely zero boundary wire needed. Okay? We simply have a mapping cart that you use to create your boundary, your keep out zones, where your charging station is, and you can get it up set up pretty quickly and easily, and you're up and running versus taking several hours to install a boundary wire, depending on your property side, right? And then, you know, 2 weeks later, animals out there digging around and all of a sudden a break in the boundary wire, then you have to find where that break is and do it again, right?
Right.
With virtual boundaries, if something goes wrong, all you have to do is just remap it out again. So it's pretty exciting. We're excited about it. We've had really good dealers. We've had dealers react very positively to it. We truly have landscapers that are reacting very positively to it and homeowners. Hmm. So robots are there. It's going to take a little bit more education to build confidence in it, because the one thing with robots is you still have to be patient, right? It's not to bring it out of the box and not have to worry about it anymore. Every lawn is different. Every landscape is different. So you just have to make sure you're patient with it, because those robots, the Crest robots, will learn your environment. but you may have to, like in a hole, if it gets stuck in, you may have to fill the hole with a little bit of dirt so it doesn't get stuck, right? Okay. So, but as it learns your environment, it really does an incredible job of giving the same type of lawn or look and aesthetic to your lawn as you or I mowing, right? Or the landscaper mowing, because it can mow in a systematic pattern and you can get stripes in your yard as well.
Hmm. Wow. Nice. They are fun to see. It's fun to see when I drive around the neighborhood. I have a couple neighbors that have them, and I'm excited about what you guys are doing to develop new products and new ideas in this industry. And it's going to be a big year. Can you, you got anything? I know you got to run, but do you have anything, any teasers for 2024?
And just keep looking out for Crest, right? Keep looking at dealers and landscapers. We're looking at it, honestly, from a, not only investment in sales, right, bringing on the right sales team members, but honestly, truly looking and working with dealers across the country, working with national accounts across the country to truly understand how Crest can help find a solution for that conversion from gas to cordless. And I think you're going to see a lot more people adopted a lot faster in 2024.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing what happens. Todd Zimmerman, product development for Crest. I really appreciate your time. Been fun talking with you, and I look forward to seeing some new Crest products.
Sounds great, Glenn. Thank you so much, sir.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Todd Zimmerman, thanks for being available to talk about Crest Tools and your company's history and its future. And thanks for supporting the OPE Insider podcast. We look forward to talking to you again soon. We have more interesting discussions like this one planned for the year ahead. Keep watching for new episodes. Also, connect with us on LinkedIn and share your ideas for future podcasts. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks again.